Okay. I think I'm ready. I might be a little scattered, but I think I'm good. Yeah, I'm good to go. Whew. Okay, so I think I'm ready, and actually what I'm playing out in front of you is really not too far off how I pack for a trip. This is how Terry often sits while I'm packing, calmly with his suitcase nicely intact. I remember arriving a couple years ago, we went to Halifax, and arriving kind of with my Birks like this, and them saying, now you have to fit your knapsack into this little thing that, you know, measures it to make sure it fits. So tossing everything out, trying to jam these boots in because I really needed them on the trip. But that's kind of how I prepare sometimes. I think I'm ready, but I'm a little bit scattered, and by the time I get going, I sometimes feel I'm exhausted. Oh, and I don't know if I brought that cushion for the plane so that I can rest on the plane because I've been really scattered in getting ready. So how do you prepare for a journey? Does it look like this for any of you? Awesome. I love when people affirm me. And so again, as I say, I don't prepare much unlike this, what you saw this morning. I'm a last-minute packer, and it's because I'm paying attention to the things, the details that I think have to be looked after in order for things to go well while I am gone. So I often think I have more time to prepare than I do. I rarely plan to pause out what I need to take. So I'm throwing laundry in or grabbing for the other flip-flop that I can't seem to find. I race into vacation, I race into the journey, and then I really need a couple days of that vacation or journey to settle in. I don't know if it's wasting the vacation, but I would love to come in a little more rested so I can start the vacation in that way. As a faith community, this week we are entering into a journey together. Lent is a 6-week period in the church calendar. And it's set apart for the purpose of drawing closer to God. And we can see Lent as a journey. And the journey offers us opportunity to grow in our faith and to draw close to God. It is the time in the church where we prepare to journey alongside Jesus' suffering, his death, and his resurrection. In Lent, we have the opportunity to spend some time in the desert with Jesus. But I don't know, what would it look like to prepare for a journey in the desert? And how do we prepare for time with Jesus, with others, and with ourselves in this time of Lent? I know I looked very scattered preparing for the journey in front of you this morning, because again, as I say, I focus on things that are not important. I focus on preparing for the people and the activities that I won't be attending to while I'm away, and I'm trying to prepare at the same time for what is to come. And so what does that look like practically in my life? For example, every Tuesday is Snack Attack, where we as a church give healthy snacks to about 250 kids and youth from this community. I love Snack Attack. So if I'm going to be away on a Tuesday, I think, oh, I have to plan this perfectly. I have to make sure all the details are laid out, that everything is organized, that snacks are going to be here, that we've got the right count of everything we need. But this isn't necessary. Because my absence doesn't make, well, it makes a difference in the program, but it's not going to change the program in a way that will cause any harm or disruption. The people who serve at Snack Attack, they're completely capable, and it's fine for me to be away. So what's happening as I prepare for journey or vacation is I'm often distracted or I'm distant from preparing for what's to come. And I miss out on preparing for that journey that is ahead and what that journey will hold for me. I do believe in this quote that says, anything worth doing is worth preparing for. I just prepare a little scattered. And a quote that I often write in the new journal is, begin as you want to go on. And that often means for me to stop and pause and to think, how do I want to go into this new season? Lent begins this Wednesday on what we call Ash Wednesday, and it is a 40-day journey that guides us to Easter Sunday. And included in this Lenten journey are moments of misunderstanding, of betrayal, of sorrow, but also of companionship and increased faith, And then there's brokenness. And then there's ultimate wholeness. And you and I are invited to prepare and to participate in this Lenten journey. I also want to acknowledge today that some of us won't maybe enter into this Lenten journey as it's written into the church calendar. We might not be ready for it. We might actually not take the space to carve out for it. And we can enter into a Lenten journey any time throughout the calendar year. Lent is this period that we start and say we're going to do 40 days. The scripture is there to guide us through. But what I'm inviting you into is to participate with us, with your faith community, as we enter into this Lenten journey this year. The biblical journey is present to us. Lent beckons us at different times. You might come into Lent this year weary or a little bit disoriented. You might be really desirous of a new sense of hope, or your faith might be in the sense of saying, this is a time I want to grow and develop my faith in a new way. And I encourage us, each of us, to participate as fully as we are able into this Lenten journey, that we come freely, that we come with anticipation, that we come knowing that in this journey, there is an abundance of grace. Because within the journey, at the end of the journey, the resurrection is coming. And this is what we can look forward to on the journey of Lent. So how might we journey into Lent being wide open and being ready to receive the fullness of the resurrection, the light in the darkness, new life, restored hope? So I'm going to offer that we can prepare for this Lent in a variety of ways. In Matthew 3:3, we read of how God, in his loving kindness towards Jesus, prepared his son for the journey that they knew was going to involve rejection, suffering, death, and then new life and resurrection. So a portion of Matthew 3 reads, "As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son whom I love, with whom I am well pleased.'" The Message version of Scripture reads this way, "And along with the Spirit, a voice, 'This is my Son, chosen and marked by my love, delight of my life.'" As Jesus began his journey, he was assured of his Father's love for him. He would hold on to this as he walked the ways that his Father was putting before him. He knew who he was, and by knowing who he was, he was offered strength and a foundation in the midst of the hard which was just to come. These words of delight, they carried him through to the resurrection. And so as you and I enter the Lenten journey, what words of affirmation and delight from God will we carry with us? As you begin to set foot into the Lenten journey, I invite you, we'll do it in a minute if you'd like to with me, to place your hand on your heart and to close your eyes and just to listen who God says that you are. So if you'd like to, you can put your hand on your heart and close your eyes and you listen. I'm going to offer some words that God might say to you, but then we'll leave a time of quiet so you can listen. God says, "You are his beloved, his child, his friend, the one engraved on his palm, the one chosen for that which is ahead, the one that God will not leave nor forsake, the one chosen and marked by God's love, delighted in by God." We can enter this journey knowing that we are God's beloved. When I offer these practices to us, I don't assume that it's going to happen necessarily in 30 seconds. But I invite us to return to this practice throughout the day. You might hear one specific word that God calls you, and to hold on to that in the Lenten journey. I feel as a congregation, we are just coming out of Advent. It seems Easter and Christmas seem so close this year. And in Advent, I chose a benediction that we heard each week. And within the benediction were the words, "You are God's beloved." And for the whole of Advent, I could not read those words to you, to us, without weeping. The word beloved just seems so deeply tender and beautiful. And that is the way that God wants to speak to us. So knowing who we are to God, to our Creator, is a really valuable way of preparing for the Lenten journey. It gives us assurance, and it allows us to know that though we may journey with many all around the globe, we'll join together this week, that God sees me, God sees you as an individual, and comes close to you as an individual while we are invited into this journey with our global community. We can also tell God that we are prepared for the journey, and this is another meaningful place to start. So Psalm 51 uses words of commitment as we begin. It says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." The Message version speaks the prayer in this way: "God, make a fresh start in me. Put a fresh wind in my sails." Anticipation and preparation are very important parts of the journey. I miss out on anticipation and preparation when I leave things to the last minute when packing, because this buildup is often what gets us really focused on, engaged in, preparing for what is yet to come. And so part of what is special about a trip or a vacation is this buildup to it. So I don't pack very well before a journey, but I really like to read about the place that I'm going. I like to find sites that we would want to visit. I love to explore what restaurants would be good to eat in. I look at a lot of pictures. I read a lot about what others have written about the area. And so preparing becomes a process. Preparing is practicing our sense of anticipation. It is really enlivening our expectation that something meaningful will happen. And so as we prepare for Lent, we are invited to let our sense of anticipation grow. We begin to imagine what God wants to give us on this journey. There is really something new that will come that we can truly look forward to. Lent is not only a time to focus on what we are going to do or what we are not going to do, what we're going to give up or what we're going to add, even though that might be an important part of Lent for you. But the focus of Lent really is what God wants to give us as a congregation, and give us as individuals. And so we want to try to place ourselves in a space or in a posture to receive what God wants to give to us. With the psalmist, we want to pray, "Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Put fresh winds in my sails." As you prepare for this Lenten journey that we're going to be taking as a congregation, I'm wondering if there are any distractions in your spiritual life, in my spiritual life. Is there anything that is keeping us at a distance from God's companionship? Over the Lenten journey, is there anything you might rearrange or realign or give up or add? All of these things we would do to create space or to create passion for your relationship with God and really for the well-being of our souls. This is a 40-day journey. We're invited to slow down, not stop necessarily, but slow down a bit or a bit or a bit. We can offer space to listen to God and to listen to our souls. What does it mean to listen to our souls? In fact, Scripture really models this to us. It means paying attention to the needs and to the health of our souls, of our inmost being. And so as we enter into Lent, I believe we can ask, what does my soul need? We can ask this question. We can sit with this question. And it's a question that craves some stillness and some reflection. I find it to be a very gentle question, not a question of condemnation. But what does my soul need? The psalmists write about the soul. They talk to the soul. They give attention to their soul. In Psalm 42, the psalmist writes, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." The psalmist knew that his soul was thirsty, a longing, wanting for something. And within that thirst, there was this feeling of being disturbed, of being unsettled. I deeply, deeply appreciate that the psalmist was attuned to what was going on within himself so that he could say, "I'm feeling disturbed. I'm feeling thirsty." And then what will he do? What is he going to do? He's saying he's going to give praise. He's going to offer praise to God. This was a time of returning to a closeness to God that it seems was absent from this psalmist's life. And so what might you need to remind your soul on this journey? I think it's a daily to talk to your soul, to give permission to your soul to speak. In Deuteronomy 4:29, we are told that if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. I don't think of God as being hidden away from us, needing to work so, so, so hard. It's not that God is the last one to be found on the hide-and-seek game that takes forever and we give up and say, "We're actually going to end the game. Come out if you want to." God is not hiding like that. But God invites us to seek, to find, to see where he might be lingering around us, and then invites us to draw close, to listen, to seek new understandings, to find a life lesson, or to find renewal within. And so as we prepare for the Lenten journey, each of us is invited to give ourselves fully to Lent. You might write this down somewhere, you might say that, "I'm choosing to enter into Lent this year." It can be as simple as that. Or, "I'm looking forward to learning something new in Lent this year." Or, "I am so thirsty for this journey. I can't wait to begin and to journey with my faith community." We are invited to set aside time to prepare our hearts. Again, it can be a bit of time, or it can be a lot of time. I'm seeking a lot of time this Lent. I want to make sure that I'm not racing into Lent the way I race into a vacation. I don't want to go into Lent with only one flip-flop. We are invited to enter in with our whole selves, our body, our mind, and our spirit, our soul. We are invited into. I love body postures. I love breath, because I believe that these are ways that God allows us to do maybe a deeper connection or to go into a quieter space. And so hand on heart, hand on head, hands open, hands shaking out, which they're clenching onto until they're ready to let go. Sitting quietly, be still and know that I am God, and sitting in that, not rushing through it, taking that little bit of time, giving yourself space. Just like that, we're invited to give God space. Simple patterns of being present to God or with God. For some of us, it might be when we're driving. We might leave the radio off and say, "God, I enter into this drive and I invite your presence." Might be on a walk. Might be a minute before you crawl out of bed in the morning that you acknowledge God, or at the end of a day with a spirit of gratitude, or looking back on your day and saying, "Where do I observe God being with me in this day?" I invite us to anticipate to be full of anticipation, enthusiastic participation about what God will do on this journey. I invite you to come more prepared than I am when I pack. But if this is how you're sliding into Lent this year, it's okay. The journey welcomes you. God welcomes you wherever and however you are. I found words of a hymn that I wasn't familiar with this week, and I'm going to read these words as an invitation into the Lenten journey. Come with me, and listen to this as Jesus' invitation. Come with me. Come wander. Come welcome the world. Come leave what you cling to. Lay down what you clutch. And find newness with empty hands. Find that hearts can hold much. Come walk in my company. Come sleep by my side. Come savor a lifestyle with nothing to hide. Come sit at my table and eat with my friends, discovering a love that has no ends. Come leave your possessions. Come share out your treasure. Come give and receive without method or measure. Come loose every bond that's restraining the spirit. Come leave your nets. The journey begins. Let's pray together. God, thank you that you are a God of journey, that you are a God of wonder and of awe. God, that you stand with us and you guide us into ways that you invite us to go, and then you journey with us, you companion us. God, I pray that you would speak to each one of us words of who we are to you, and that you would give us ears that are able to hear and receive. God, I pray that you would give us courage to ask bold questions on this Lenten journey. What does my soul need? Open our eyes to what is ahead for what you would like to give to us. God, whether we come thirsty or whether we come full, whether we come weary or full of energy, thank you that you are with us and you will offer us something to hold us, sustain us, encourage us, and teach us. Thank you that we are your beloved, that we are your friends, that there is room at your table always. Be with us as a congregation as we journey into Lent, and be with us as individuals. We ask this in your name. Amen.
All right, I'll invite you to actually stay seated for the final song. A few weeks ago, I shared